So as much as the Golden State Warriors would like to just have their season over with and get ready for whatever the 2020-2021 season looks like, they would come back, play at least five regular season games, maybe as many as seven. And he brings up something that we didn't talk about yesterday that I think is pretty interesting, and Cuban's always thinking next step before we talk about the expanded playoffs, and that is this proposal would allow all 30 teams to come back to fulfill their local TV deals. As he says, that's a major financial issue, and it gives all but two teams a mathematical chance to make the playoffs without potentially excluding teams who had basically punched their tickets. As Cuban says, it's fair and it's entertaining. We didn't talk about that yesterday. I know it doesn't seem like much for teams who are even mathematically still in it, but pretty much out. Your season's over. You've only won 19 games. But it gives you 5 to 7 games that you can put on your, in our case here locally, Fox Sports Southwest, your local television agreements that you have, and recoup at least some of what you have lost the last couple of months. And I think that will sound really good to owners, even owners of teams who know that this season's not going to bring them any sort of playoff success, any sort of miracle run. It'll give them something to market to their fans and to recoup some of that with local TV dollars.
I don't like it. I don't like that plan at all. And I think in this case, in this weird pandemic world that we're in, something has to give. You can't try to appease all these different factions and aspects of your league. And that's one that you're just going to have to give up on. And I think it's a I appreciate Mark thinking outside the box and restructuring it and doing away with the conferences and expanding the playoffs and all of that, because it's a weird time. And I think any idea is worth listening to. But I don't like this idea at all. And I don't like that idea of catering to the home market TV. They've had most of their season. This is just something they're going to have to give there. You're just going to have to give on that, because it doesn't make any sense to play regular season games. It doesn't make any sense. Damian Lillard said yesterday he plays for Portland, which would be out of the playoffs. They're the 9th seed in the West. He goes, I'm not playing if we come back for 8 regular season games. I'm not playing.
I think you'd have a hard time talking those players to coming back.
Yes, and I think, you know, Steve Kerr said that a couple weeks ago. We're in off-season mode. I think it's ridiculous to bring those teams back. And Portland's kind of close, but not really. But even teams, like Mark said, it gives everybody in the East a chance at a playoff spot. No, it doesn't. Cleveland has no chance at a playoff spot.
What if they won 7 straight?
You could bring them back for 40 games and they have no chance at a playoff spot. It's not going to happen. It's a waste of everybody's time. Those players for Cleveland and Golden State and even Portland, which is the 9th seed, they don't want to play. Why are we wasting our time with that? Especially in this, if there was ever a year to bring the NBA back after a pandemic and just start with the playoffs, it is this year. Have you looked at the standings? There's nobody that really has any gripe to where they would be seated. There are only two teams in each conference, and that would be the 5 and 6 seeds. So they don't, in the East, it's Indiana and Philly who are tied. And in the West, Oklahoma City and Houston who are tied, basically. Indiana and Oklahoma City have the tiebreakers. But that's for the 5th or 6th seed. That's not for home court advantage. It's not for one of the top four
there
seeds.
There's no home court advantage.
It's never been more beautifully, perfectly laid out to just go right into the playoffs. Milwaukee has a huge lead on the 2nd seed Toronto, which has a huge lead on the 3rd seed Boston, which has a huge lead on the 4th seed Miami, which has a huge lead on the 5 seeds Indiana and Philly. And it's like that all the way down. Number 8, Orlando, has a 5.5-game lead on the 9 seed Washington. You can't make an argument that Washington is going to make a run at Orlando. There's not enough time left. It's a perfect division, and it's the exact same thing in the West. The Lakers have a huge lead on the Clippers, who have a big lead on the Nuggets, who have a game and a half on Utah, who have a game on Oklahoma City, And all the way down to the eighth seed, like seven, Dallas has a seven-game lead on the eighth seed Memphis. And the eighth seed Memphis has a 3.5-game lead on Portland, the ninth seed. So it's perfect. You can say to everybody in the league, nobody really has a gripe. We have games, multiple games, sometimes seven games separating all these teams in the standings. There's a really, really good chance that if you came back right now and finished out the regular season, the standings would look exactly the same as they do now.
I agree, and I agree with you. But I wonder if that idea for Cuban may resonate with some owners who are looking at restarting a season, either if it's playoffs, just starting with playoffs, or a few games left in the regular season, whatever the plan is. You're playing it without fans. You're playing it in Disney World, and that's its own logistical problem. But you've had all this revenue lost the last couple of months, all this revenue that's going to be lost the next couple of months as you play these games for a television audience only, which is at least something, just like Cuban wanted to have for his local TV revenue. But if you tell them, okay, well, here's more games we can put on TV, and if it is for television only, why not expand that with number of teams in the playoffs and maybe just a few games that will essentially be exhibition games, but we're putting a product on TV that has some sort of value to it.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand that argument. We're in the middle of a pandemic where people have lost their jobs, taken pay cuts. The NBA players and teams have made 80% of their revenue from the regular season. That's a 20% cut. Well, that's what's happening everywhere in the world. So you just absorb that and you go to the playoffs. Their first plan that Adam Silver proposed to the GMs is the best plan. Couple scrimmage games, pick it up with the regular playoff format. 1-8 in each conference and play best of seven. That's what we want to see. You're throwing a bone to the local TV networks. Their fans don't want to watch Golden State go out there and go through the motions for eight more games or 10 more games.
It's not just for them. It's for the pockets of the NBA owners who are trying to recoup something here. I'm telling you.
No, that makes it sound like they're trying to recoup everything. If they're trying to recoup something, then you just go to the playoffs and you say, guys, you've made 80% of what you're going to make in the regular season. Let's compare ourselves to baseball. That's pretty good. You guys should be happy with that. No one's going to watch. The players don't want to play the regular season if they're a non-playoff team. The fans aren't going to want to watch that. It's going to be crap basketball after a four-month layoff. Go to the playoffs.
Oh, I am with you. I would go to the playoffs, too. I think these owners, though, whether their team is good or bad, will consider Cuban's idea.